rise and shine.
Seattle!
Hi, my name is Ashley.
My name is Anya.
And my name is Erica, and we are students from Prior Lake High School trying to inform others about Seattle's ecosystem.
Good morning, and thank you for listening. Today we are going to be talking about the ecosystem in our beautiful city of Seattle, a few challenges our ecosystem faces, and as well as multiple solutions we could try to make our home a better place.
Some challenges in Seattle's ecosystem we will be talking about include deforestation, flooding, and mudslides.
Deforestation is when the trees get cut down.
Some positives of deforestation include economical growth, it creates more land for agriculture, it creates jobs and income for humans, and it produces useful products. It also creates tax revenues and stops the overcrowding of the population.
Some negatives of deforestation include destroying animals' habitats, threatening animal species, lack of cultural and biological diversity. It can encourage violence, disrupt human cultures, can take advantage of dwindling resources, encourages flooding and erosion, creates changes in weather patterns, and prevents plant and tree research.
One solution we have come up with for deforestation is to expand the state parks around the area, while at the same time we enforce a clean territory.
Now we're going to be talking about flooding and mudslides. Mudslides mainly come from the excess water in the area. Although there aren't many, some positives from flooding and mudslides include a strengthened community, lots of water. It gives farmers the nutrients needed to make the soil more fertile. The same nutrients from the soil go into lakes and rivers, which makes the fish healthier. And there are new predators and prey that are introduced into the new locations, which balances the aquatic populations.
Some negatives to flooding include damage to ecosystems, habitat loss, mudslides, loss of organisms, infrastructure is washed away. People and animals can drown, society and economy suffer, decline in community health due to waterborne diseases, people will be left homeless and jobless, so the government will need to spend more money. Floods can knock down power lines, and this can cause an electrical current to be sent through the water, and runoffs partially contaminate water sources.
Flooding is more hard to control, but there are some solutions. The excess of rain and water is mainly from climate change and the global warming. When we combat global warming and with less carbon emissions and fossil fuels, the flooding problems decline. Secondary solutions would involve cleanup after the fact. Successful cleanup missions include using methods that overall emit less carbon and use less fossil fuels. This is because while it is cleaning up the Earth's damage, we are also preserving the Earth's atmosphere.
Help Seattle's ecosystem.
We hope we made you realize that Seattle, as well as many other coniferous forests, are in danger because of deforestation and flooding. Thank you for listening.